Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. And it was because of that encounter with Jesus that he began to have a fuller and a deeper and a better revelation of his own purpose in life. Now, this is not my notes, but again, it's what I've studied and what I felt throughout the day that I'm supposed to preach tonight is simply this, that I believe this in all reality of my heart is the only way that you and I can truly know the purpose of our life is by allowing the Holy Spirit of God to reveal that to us. And Paul said that in this text, and he said it, he said that it came by the Spirit. We see that in verse number 5. So we're looking in verse number, where did I get to? Verse number 8. He says, unto me, who am less than the least of the saints, Ephesians 3 and 8, is this grace given. Now watch this. That I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of this mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Look in verse 10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Now, a lot of this stuff I could tear apart and break apart and share with you. Paul was basically doing this. Paul was basically saying that how I came to the point that I'm at right now is through and by the calling of God that God laid upon my heart. And then he begins to say, it's the fellowship of the mystery which was from the beginning of the world hid in God, and those things that were hid come to fruition. Those things that were hidden in the Old Testament came to light, if you will, when Jesus Christ came as a virgin-born Savior. And now, looking back at it, we see that. We understand that because we have the Bible. But if we put ourselves in the time that Jesus was born, it might have been a different scenario, and it might have been harder for us to understand this virgin-born babe in the manger. But yet we look at it, we look back. The Old Testament saints, they look forward. And so Paul, again, was saying that these are those things that were created, and these are those things that was hidden, but now these things have been revealed by Jesus Christ. Verse number 10, he talks about that. Now, what is the purpose of all of this? In verse number 11, he says this, that Paul again is saying, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Now, again, I know that was quite a bit of reading, and I'm going to tear this apart and get back into it in a little bit. But this is basically what Paul was trying to get to, is encapsulated and found right there in verse number 11. He says these words, according to the eternal purpose. When Paul was writing this, he was saying that there is a eternal purpose in Christ Jesus. Eternity. And he said that you may have tribulation now, you may have troubles now, but yet there's an eternal purpose associated with Jesus Christ himself. Paul says that basically there in verse number 11. And then he said, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. He purposed that eternal purpose in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, let me just meddle here for a second and think about this, because I would think to myself this evening, if I was going to just have a conversation with you, could there not have been an easier way for God to get to the purpose of an eternal purpose other than the way that it happened? You think about the crucifixion. You think about everything that Jesus went through. You think about Jesus being there in the garden, and Jesus was praying, and Jesus was asking God and saying, God, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. And Jesus said, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus left the garden, or got up from the garden there, and there comes Judas Iscariot, and then they take him to Pilate Hall before Herod and before Pilate, and the rest of it, you know, he was taken, he was crucified. And you think, well, God, how come there would not have been an easier way or another way? I know the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. The Bible lets us know that his blood was not just ordinary blood, but it was the precious blood of the Lamb of God that was spilled on Calvary that day. And sometimes we don't understand everything that God is doing in our lives. I don't understand everything that God does about Calvary and about the crucifixion. I really don't understand all that or why it had to go that way. But yet we understand that God had a purpose in it. Your life and my life and things that we go through. I don't understand why we go through things that we go through, but yet oftentimes God finds his purpose in our lives in a very extraordinary way. We think about purpose, and I actually ask myself, what does the word purpose mean? Purpose means a deliberate or an intention. It's something that was intentional, something that was done with intention, something that was done with purpose. Well, when I began to think about that, I couldn't help but my mind went back to a scripture in the book of Jeremiah. We all know this, especially our Jesus Jam people. They know this scripture very well. Jeremiah was one of the ones that said this in Jeremiah 29:11-13. We see this in the word of the Lord. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. He said, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give you an expected end. So in this, God's purpose for your life is found there in that latter part of that verse, to give you an expected end. So everybody in this room, you have a part of who you are that will spend eternity somewhere. It is not God's will for you to miss heaven. It is not God's will for you to go to hell. It is not God's plan for your life. It is not God's intent for you to miss his eternal plan for you. So he says here to give you an expected end. Again, he's talking to Israel right here. I realize that. Jeremiah's talking to Israel. Verse number 12 and 13, he says, then shall ye call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. So when I read that today, I thought, how do we really find the purpose of our life? Well, I remember years ago, the first scripture I reckon I ever learned was Jeremiah 33:3, and we don't need to turn there, but Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee the great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So how do I find purpose in my life? Well, the Bible says, wherewith, or how shall a young man cleanse his ways, or how shall we know how to find that right path? The Bible says there in the Proverbs, he says, by giving heed unto the Word of God. So the first thing we think about this evening, if we're going to find God's purpose, we've got to give ourselves to God. We've got to give our ear to God. We've got to give our life to God and God's eternal purpose. And again, Jeremiah was saying that if we will call to God, God will hear us and God will answer. There's a whole lot of praying that's got to go into finding God's will for your life. Well, let me say that. It happened that way with me. It wasn't just snap, crackle, pop, and everything fell in place. I think a lot of times, Brother West, the power is in the struggle. I think if you struggle through life sometimes, and if you really have to go through some things to get to where you know you're at today, you're going to know how you got there, and you know that God had to have a purpose in it before you ever got to where you're at. I think about the butterfly. You know, the metamorphosis that a butterfly goes through, from the egg to the larva to the other parts to the pupa, I think it's called, or something like that. Then they go into the caterpillar stage, and then they go and they hang upside down for a long time, and then all of a sudden that thing hanging upside down on the bush that pupa thing or whatever it's called, then it begins to turn into the butterfly. Now, you may be at a stage in your life right now, and you may feel like you're just at this level, and in your mind, you never see yourself getting to this level. But yet, I believe this with all that's within me. If you give yourself to God and time, I remember Jensen Franklin preaching something one time, and I heard him. He said, we live in a microwave generation, but we serve a crockpot God. In other words, God sometimes takes you through the stages of life in order for us to understand and in order for us to discover the purpose that God has for us. Now, I know some of you are older than me, not many of you, but some of you are older than me this evening. Go ahead and laugh. But you've already went through the stages of life. But what about young people today? What about young people today that are trying to figure out, few young people here tonight, that's trying to figure out, what does life mean? How am I going to figure life out? Well, do your best, and I'm just going to be the one to tell you, I don't know if you really ever figure life out, because I don't know if you really ever figure God out. But every day is a foot forward in finding God's purpose for your life. I remember years ago, now Bobby Sparks didn't go through this. I did. Bobby didn't. Brother West didn't. Maybe Brother Ron. Brother Ron might have a little bit. I don't know. He's my age sort of kindly. Anybody remember Rod Parsley? Anybody remember Rod Parsley? I remember when I was coming along in ministry, Rod Parsley was pretty popular back in the day. Well, a lot of guys I was around, associated with, they wanted to look like Rod Parsley.